Do you share food, or do you bite the hand off anyone who tries to share your lunch? Chimpanzees, one of our closest relatives, are in the latter category. They'll gladly let you use their tools, but food is a definite no-no. Now researchers have been looking at one of our other very close relatives, bonobos. Bizarrely, while they'll gladly share their food with you, woe betide anyone who touches someone else's tools or toys. So what does this say about us and how we've evolved? Adam Murphy spoke to Christopher Crepenia to find out.
You know, one of the things that's really striking about humans is how cooperative or helpful we are. There are a number of hypotheses attempting to explain how did humans become so cooperative throughout our evolutionary history, and in particular, which are the unique features of human psychology that really set us apart from other species. So the work that I've been doing is looking to our closest relatives, chimpanzees and bonobos, to try and figure out which things really set us apart. There's some research on this in one of our closest relatives, chimpanzees, showing that if one chimpanzee needs a tool or an object that the other chimpanzee has access to, they'll request it by sort of reaching, begging for it, and their partner will deliver the desired object. But in the same circumstance, if one chimpanzee has a pile of food and the other one wants some, then the first chimpanzee is just going to eat it all. And so we wanted to look to bonobos to see whether they would exhibit this kind of food or object sharing. So in this experiment, one human is in possession of a stick and another individual steals it from him. So the participant can go retrieve it and return it to the experimenter if they want to. And what you see is that chimpanzees, as well as human infants, fairly consistently go and retrieve the stick and return it to the experimenter. And so we attempted the exact same experiment with bonobos, who are, you know, known to be more helpful in some respects. But in this particular instance, what we find is that bonobos don't help at all. They were completely unmotivated to return a stick. But what they did do sometimes was retrieve the stick and come over to the mesh near the experimenter, stick the stick through, and then as the experimenter went to grab it, pull it back. And they engaged in teasing behavior often instead of helping behavior.
What's the difference between bonobos and chimpanzees that would lead to such a different response?
Yeah, so it's kind of puzzling because, as I mentioned, bonobos are highly tolerant. We see instances in the wild of them food sharing, even with neighboring groups, and they seem to exhibit a really different kind of cooperative nature than chimpanzees. But in this instance, what we suspect is maybe that the bonobos are interested in prolonging their social interaction. So they might turn to teasing and playing instead of helping. But we do find in other experiments that they're very helpful in ways that we don't see in chimpanzees. So we set up two bonobos in adjacent rooms, and they could interact over a window, a mesh window, with in particular a large hole in the middle. So we gave one bonobo several stones and the second bonobo several nuts, and we wanted to see, okay, are they going to help one another out? What we did see was that there was a little bit of a vending machine thing going on with the nuts. So many of them would go over to the window and deliver their nuts repeatedly to their partner, and then their partner would crack the nut and happily consume it.
And what does this kind of thing say about us as a species?
One thing that we're showing is that each of our closest relatives, chimpanzees and bonobos, are exhibiting some of the forms of cooperation and helping that we used to think were unique to our species. And it suggests instead, perhaps, that what's really special about humans is the flexibility with which we share and help and the versatility of our sharing and helping behaviors. So humans help and share across a wider range of contexts with different currencies and more flexibly than we're seeing in our closest relatives. But perhaps the individual motivations or the individual types of sharing are not entirely unique to our species.
That was Christopher Crepenia. He was speaking with Adam Murphy, and the research was just published in Proceedings of the Royal Society B.